Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Monday, July 21st. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, Sony resurrects the Walkman and Yahoo teams up with the Weinstein Company. But first, Verizon has boosted the upload speeds for its fiber optic internet service. Service will be made symmetrical, meaning upload speeds will match download speeds. It will take less time for Fios subscribers to send videos and back up their files online. Sony brought back the Walkman name in a high-end music player. The original Walkman was a mass-market, personal, portable cassette player introduced 35 years ago. The new ZX1 is aimed at premium buyers. It has 128 gigabytes of storage, so songs can be stored as high-quality files. The player costs $700. The Seoul city government says it will seek a ban on a car-hailing smartphone app from Uber Technologies, joining a global battle by municipalities and traditional taxi services against the service. Uber called the statement by the Seoul city government a sign that it lags behind in adopting what it called an innovation in transportation. For more on the story, head to WSJD.com. Yahoo has a deal with the Weinstein Company to show a movie online before it appears in theaters. The fall release, One Chance, will be available on Yahoo's screen before it's shown anywhere else. Coming up, we'll take a look at how tech stocks fared to start the week.
Is there a voice in your head saying, you can do better with your finances? Well, know that you can do better. Save more for retirement and reduce costly broker and mutual fund fees with a free, easy, and secure tool called Personal Capital. In one place, Personal Capital aggregates all of your accounts like your 401k and IRA, shows how much you're overpaying in fees, and how to reduce those fees. You also get tailored advice on optimizing your investments. That's the personal in Personal Capital. When you're ready, Personal Capital will assign an expert advisor to you to talk about how to make the most of your investments, both by helping to optimize your portfolio and reduce your fees. Take the first easy step. Go to personalcapital.com/WSJ to check if you're overpaying on your annual investment fees. Signing up takes just a minute. Personal Capital gives you total clarity and transparency to make better investment decisions on the web or on your smartphone or tablet. To set up your free account, go to personalcapital.com/WSJ. That's personalcapital.com/WSJ.
Stocks ended lower. The NASDAQ fell 7 at 44.24. Dow Industrials down 48 at 17,051. EMC shares were up 5%. The hedge fund Elliott Capital Management has taken a more than $1 billion stake in the data storage company and is planning to push for a breakup of the company. GoPro shares up 15 cents. J.P. Morgan initiated coverage of the wearable camera maker with an overweight rating. Netflix up almost 2% ahead of the online video streaming company's second quarter results. Facebook up 1.5%. Twitter was up almost 3%. You can check out the latest news by heading to WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso at the Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.